What is your done list telling you? Today is a different take on the to-do list. Hello, this is Stephanie L.H. Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. So have you ever considered looking at your done list? Did you even know you had one? Well, you do. We frequently talk about to-do lists and planning, but you don't often hear us talking about those things that you complete. Today, I'll share some thoughts on why that's so very important to your ability to meet your goals and get things done. Now, lately, I've been watching on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and other spots as various coaches are sharing a lot of quotes and tips on taking action. Now, you know that I'm a big fan of stepping in and taking a chance, and you've heard me quote Kevin Nations and his take imperfect action philosophy too. In fact, my annual theme is decisive, productive action. But there is more to it than that. You see, it's not just about taking any action. One of my quotes that gets shared frequently is, "You can be busy all day and still have gotten nothing done." Do you feel that? Can you relate? So often we're just busy being busy. That doesn't necessarily equal productivity. Being productive means that you're taking action on things that are leading you to something that you want to have done. Being a gerbil in that cage that goes round and round and round in the running circle, you know, they work hard and they run, but they get nowhere. This shouldn't be you. When you're running your business, you want to be running towards something, not running and running and not getting the results that you were looking for. So try this. Look at your done list. Step one, at the end of today, make a list of everything you've done, the bigger and the smaller things. You could even start it now if you'd like. Next, look through the list and put a check mark next to everything that's leading you towards your goals. Now, I want to pause here for a moment. I'm not telling you to look at your to-do list that you created and what things you got done there. I want you to look at what you actually did throughout your day, because frequently we do things that are not on our to-do list, but we don't count them. Today, I want you to count them. And like I said, once you make that list of the things that you've completed, check off everything that was an activity that was leading you towards accomplishing your goals for the week, month, or year. Lastly, what's your ratio of checked to unchecked? Being busy is not about being productive. If your checked off list is not greater than your unchecked list, fix it tomorrow and see the stress diminish. Let me know how it goes. What's your ratio? And did you have any observations from this? I'd love to hear from you. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and organized, we help you find your way. And you can find my blog at productiveandorganized.net, where there's a lot of great tips and tricks, and you should subscribe too. Thanks, have a great day, and this is Stephanie to your success.